Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
7. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
The late, great Tom Petty, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest, our good friend, the founder of Business Network International, BNI. He's the galactic guru of networking, the author of a stack of books on networking and getting referrals that's so tall I can't see over the top. And he's our good friend. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 18 years. Ivan, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about referrals. We're talking about how to listen for referrals, how to pay attention and hear a referral happening, even when to the uninitiated might not sound or look like a referral, right?
Yeah, we were talking about reticular activating system and how the story I was giving about how I was able to sleep through the night through anything until my daughter was born, and then all of a sudden I wake up when she whimpers, and it's really similar. The reticular activating system applies to almost anything in your life. If there's something you want to focus on, you give it some thought, and then it screens that stuff out. So we're standing in the middle of referrals; they are around us. We simply need to put our reticular activating system to work in order to hear them. Now, for that to happen, we need to start listening for the language of referrals. So think about what would fit the language of referrals for your business. Anyone listening to this right now, think about this as it applies to business, to your business. Whenever anyone says something like, I can't, I need, I want, or I don't know, whatever they say next is most likely a referral for someone. So if they say, I can't do something, I need this, I want that, I don't know something, whatever they're going to say next is a referral for someone. That it's these phrases, along with some others, that indicate that the person that you're talking to is in need of something, and that something they need is a possible referral that you can give. So one of the things, if you want to teach people how to refer you, answer those questions and tell them. When someone says, I need this, I want that, I don't know how to do that, then fill in the blanks for them and say, listen for those phrases, and you'll be able to give me referrals. On the other hand, if you listen for those phrases, you should be paying attention to how you can refer your friends and associates.
That may be the real holy grail, and you talk about it all the time. The giver's gain thing. That's the beautiful thing when you can refer someone. One of my favorite things to do is when I hear someone say, "I can't do this," I say, "Well, would you like some help with that?" Well, what do you mean? Well, I know someone who can help you with that. Would you like me to put you in touch with it? Really? Yeah. You know, and here, hang on, let me put him on the phone. I'm going to text you there an email. And then I'm going to call him, and then I'm going to call him back and make sure he contacted you. I'm going to follow up on that. And now, as you point out all the time, you got two people impressed with the fact that you helped them, the recipient and the business.
Yeah, you really do. And it's very important that when you give that referral to that person, and you – obviously, they're both happened. It's really important. Here's sort of an advanced technique. It's really important that person then edifies you. So when they're talking to the prospect that you introduce them to, one of the best ways to start the conversation is to say, hey, how do you know Jim? And get the information about how they know you. And then they edify you. You know, I've known Jim for 18 years, amazing guy, incredible radio broadcaster.
Handsome, don't forget,
really,
handsome.
Really knowledgeable about small business. And so, you know, I would edify you to this third party. Now, the power of that is that I'm now making a connection with the person you know, a better connection, using you as the bridge it makes you look good. It makes that person feel more comfortable. It's you know, referral marketing 301.
I call it putting good people with good people. For all my career, before I even knew what networking was, I called, or even really understood referrals, I just knew that putting good people with good people, something good would come from that. And I every once in a while, I get a phone call or an email, and somebody in that two will send me an email and say, "Well, your ear's burning."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what they've done, yeah. Just what you said. They did business together, but they were talking about me because I put them together.
Yeah, and, you know, putting good people with good people is exactly what you want to do. And at the same time, you want those good people, particularly the one that's providing the service, to know how to do it right. How, you know, not just to provide the product or service, mm-hmm. but to cement the relationship by talking a little bit about the person who gave the referral, namely you. And that's one of the areas where it's missed most often in referrals. People are so excited to get the referral, they just pounce, mm-hmm. as opposed to edify.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And also another thing that you got to do is if you're the receiving end of the referral, you have to promise that nothing bad will come from that happening. I always try to do that. Whenever someone said, "Look, I've got a friend that I want you to call on. They need what you do," and I would thank them and I say, "I promise you this: if they're your friend now, they'll be your friend after I leave them."
Yeah, that's a great thing to say. You know, when you give a referral, you give it a little bit of your reputation away. Mm-hmm. If you give a good referral, it enhances your reputation. But yep. If you give a bad referral, somebody does a bad job, that hurts your reputation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And that's the reason some people don't do it. They're afraid. Hold on to that thought. I need your website, Ivan.
IvanMeisner.com is my blog, BNI.com for the organization.
So check out both of them, folks. But don't forget to check out the blog. You'll get smarter when you do. IvanMeisner.com. Quick break. Intel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.